Religions are incompatible with their core personal beliefs. While for others, the 12 steps are not religious enough. The most common reason we hear at the Chopra Center for why people do not resonate with AA is its emphasis on personal powerlessness. Most secular and religious philosophies highlight the principle that we are responsible for our choices in life. The first step in 12-step programs requires an admission of powerlessness that some people are not able or willing to embrace. The implication that people with bad habits must consider themselves lifelong victims of an incurable condition is, for some, untenable. For those who believe free will is a distinguishing feature of human beings, admitting that one has lost free will stops the recovery process before it begins. The 12-step response to this criticism is that addicts have lost the ability to freely choose because they are so impaired by their addiction. Recognizing this, the first step requires an admission that the addict is powerless over the addiction, while the second step requires embracing the belief that a greater power is required to restore sanity. We think it's possible to reconcile the opposing viewpoints of choice versus powerlessness. The Chopra Center philosophy and approach to addiction highlights the paradox that every life seeks to resolve, the apparent conflict between our individuality and our universality. The paradox of individuality versus universality. Life can be challenging, and there are times when we feel compelled to alleviate the distress quickly. Behaviors that temporarily anesthetize the pain and anxiety of loss, disappointment, separation, alienation, frustration, or loneliness can develop into habits and addictions that trade short-term relief for longer-term distress. The natural impulse to do or take whatever is necessary to relieve the distress is the basis of addiction. Our goal is to offer you better alternatives to coping with life's challenges and disappointments. As individuals, we all have specific intentions and desires, which we strive to manifest through our choices and actions. We develop habits of behavior in our quest to satisfy our needs for security, self-esteem, sensory gratification, power, and material acquisition. These are the needs of our individuality, which we try to fill with things outside of ourselves. And yet, at another level, we recognize that our emptiness inside cannot be filled from outside. Our compulsion to acquire, attain, accomplish, and achieve will not lead to lasting peace or inner satisfaction. A spiritual life seeks to integrate the quest to fulfill our individual needs through the power of intention with an internal state of peace and contentment generated through the power of surrender. Knowing when to exercise will and when to accept things as they are requires skill and finesse. Changing habits with the Chopra Center perspective. If you drive down the same dirt road day after day, your car will form ruts in the road that will limit your ability to maneuver. Unless you pay attention and become mindful, your car will default to the ruts, and in doing so, reinforce the prior patterns in the dirt. If you want to get out of the rut, you will need to consciously choose another path and reinforce this new path until it becomes your established way of traveling. Similarly, the principles in this book offer a new path to travel, a path to freedom. Of course, not all habits are harmful. Exercising regularly, eating healthy foods,